Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
I'd like to do a response. So what the previous speaker just said was completely misinformation about the land development code. As a matter of fact, that land development code was voted 4-1 and I voted against it. So don't be speaking misinformation.
Okay,
that's the truth.
Okay, let me put it to you this way. You're politicking against James. You're
so politicking. When I say the truth, that's politicking? Misinformation is called correcting misinformation.
I'll check my book and get back with you because I
voted against the land development code rewrite and it passed 4-1. That's the truth. But it doesn't fit your narrative. So
don't berate at me, James. You don't get paid to do that and I won't stand for it. I'm a citizen. I said I'd check my records and I'd get back with you. If you don't like that, too bad. The conversation is over.
Well, I'd appreciate
over.
It if you check your records.
I will be. I said I would.
For your misinformation.
I said I would.
Talk to the hand. The conversation is over. Not just over, over. So I just grammar note, you don't berate at me. You just berate me. Just as a, small thing. This is just a tone setter. Okay, this doesn't matter for anything. This is just to get you in the mood, so to speak, for what's about to happen. Because the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting yesterday was, I know you heard about the Navarro Corporation stuff. Okay, sure. That's all done with now, right? We're not doing that anymore. But we still have ongoing drama, never-ending drama. You had a guy named Stanley Gray shows up, who looked just like his name. Think of, if Saruman or Gandalf showed up at your meeting, that's what you're looking at, okay? And I don't know him beyond anything, but here's what we encountered.
On the 4th of July, I was accosted by Larry at the 4th of July celebration event in downtown Milton.
Oh, Larry.
He was intimidating, belligerent, bullying, and tried to provoke me into a confrontation.
Apparently, Larry is the compadre of James Calkins, somehow or other. He gets called brother later. I don't know. But somehow he's affiliated with James Calkins. I'll just leave it at that. So he's at this 4th of July, and Larry's bothering him.
Screaming out loud, all Democrats are communists and belong in Venezuela. He said it loud enough for everybody there to hear. He said it a couple of times. I said, Democrats are not communists. They've been here a lot longer than you. He decided to double down and called me a communist.
Naturally.
He said, you're a communist, you're a communist, and tried to tower over me. And you think it's funny, don't you, James? Yep, that's fine, because it is.
James Calkins, who was there apparently watching all this.
He told me I was going to hell.
Okay, so we have departed from the civil discourse, and now the continuing story here is that this guy was harassing, Larry, was harassing Stanley across the 4th of July booths and whoever was there at this event.
I went around to visit 5 other candidates, and Larry decided to follow me, stalking and taunting me the entire time I was there.
So Larry the anti-communist is harassing Stanley, which I would be irritated by that, too. Sounds like he's a pretty unpleasant person. Again, I don't even know who this person is. But so Stanley is going to make a point of this in the county commission meeting, and I'll tell you why this is becomes entertaining shortly. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Not seeing any accidents right now. We're seeing some delays on 9 Mile right in front of the Scenic Hills Country Club Estates, both east and westbound. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Now, you know how people sometimes get a hold of what they think is something clever, and it's to them more clever than it really is to most everybody else? Stanley, who I actually like Stanley, okay? Stanley's the Gandalf guy complaining about Larry the Anti-Communist at the county commission meeting yesterday. And so you have the cast of characters straight. Larry's apparently a friend or ally or associate of James Calkins. And he thinks he's got a zinger. Here comes the zinger. You ready?
These extremists that I'm referring to are crinos.
Ooh.
Okay? That's a term I come up with called Christians and Republicans in name only. I got that term from Mr. Parker because he called his Republican colleagues and associates rhinos.
He didn't.
Republicans in name only. You did. It's in the paper. It's in the paper, buddy.
I think you're talking about this gentleman right here.
You were talking about him. They were talking about him, but you said it.
Oh, no, sir.
They quoted you. The Pensacola News Journal quoted you. But you can deny it if you want to. You can all deny it. That's fine.
I'll give you a $100 bill if you can bring me that newspaper.
Say again?
I'll bring you a $100 bill if you can bring me that newspaper before noon today.
Oh, well, I'm afraid that newspaper's mullet wrap now.
So he's got his attribution wrong. James Calkins is the one who loves the term rhino, not Sam Parker. That's why Sam said, bring me 100, and if you can prove that newspaper, because he's got it wrong. And James actually admits that. I give him credit for admitting the ridiculous thing that he says all the time.
The term rhino came up from Mr. Parker because it was quoted in that.
It was me that said.
Oh, well, then you said it. Well, excuse me. I apologize, Mr. Parker. I got it from you. Thank you very much for that terminology, because now you're a crino, because you're not a Christian or a Republican.
I'm a Christian and a Republican.
In name only.
And he responds, you can't hear him because he's off the mic, but I am a Christian and a Republican. He says, in name only. Okay, so this is all, again, this is all stage setter. Okay, so we got yells about crinos and communists and anti-communists, and Larry the anti-communist is harassing Stanley Gray at the July 4th event. And James Calkins is going to teach us something. You ready? Hold your ears.
I just want to say, and I shouldn't have to read this out loud, but there are actually folks that are against of this. It's called
the what now?
that are against of this. It's called the
just
First
this.
Amendment of the United States Constitution. It says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Or wait a minute. Thereof, right? It's thereof?
Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Thereof? Okay, whatever. Small things. Move along.
Or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievance.
Is. Grievance is. It's plural.
What happened on the 4th of July?
Let me interrupt. I'm going to step outside. You're going to have to take back over as chairman. I've got to go outside with these deputies and Mr. George Odesma there. I'll be back later.
So okay. While Calkins is electioneering, pontificating.
All right. Well,
Sam Parker steps aside to go talk with the deputies about the sign stealing issue.
Amendment 1 of the United States Constitution is clear.
And by the way, Kerry Smith and Colton Wright also get up to leave because they're sick of it. So that leaves him and Ray Eddington. That's two people. That's not a quorum. No matter. He'll keep going.
And this is typical of the Democratic Party and their tactics to try to bully people with free speech and intimidate them. And
like Larry the Anti-Communist did?
Can I?
I'm going to take a break.
Keep on going.
Y'all come and get
all
me.
Right,
we'll get
right.
This
keep
man
on going. Keep on going. You're bringing it up. Keep it on going, Mr. Calkins, because you are bringing it up.
That's Kerry Smith announcing he was leaving, and as I say, Colton Wright got up at the same time. So Calkins never to be deterred by the fact that the meeting doesn't happen anymore because it's not a quorum. It doesn't matter. You're going to keep going.
I don't believe and anybody abridging the freedom of speech. And
what is this word? Abridging? Abridging? No, okay, all right, fair enough, go on.
Abridging the freedom of speech. And what you did was criticize a gentleman for his freedom of speech.
No, I didn't criticize him. What I did I reported him as a stalker, a taunter, and he tried to provoke me into confrontation.
Which I think is probably right. By the way, can I just get everybody to pull like 1 or 2 inches back off the mic? you're ruining the audio, sir, and I want to be entertained by you.
All right.
You know, it's a shame. It's a shame that you claim to be a Republican and claim to be a Christian, but you allowed what your brother did to me and to the other people that were there that day. You allowed it. You allowed that to happen. That's not a Christian thing. It is absolutely not Christian. It's not. And I'm telling you, I've never seen anybody try to bully like that.
Sir,
and that was bullying. That was pure bullying.
The 4th of July is all about freedom.
It's all about freedom. That's fine.
That's what the first 4th of July is.
That doesn't give him the right.
And look, I believe that you have a freedom of speech for your beliefs. I fully believe that. And I believe you have a right to protest and hold up all the signs that you want to. You have a right to do that. Just like Larry has a right to do to hold up signs supporting President Trump.
I turned him down a little bit for you. Because even I was too much. Too much. Come on now.
I believe that you all had a right to have your tent and do what you need to do. I mean, that's what America's all about. It's about freedom. It's about freedom of speech. It's about, I mean, it's the 4th of July.
Vice Chair.
That's Ray Addington.
Both of you, stop. Please stop.
I'm not going to entertain anymore.
Stop.
Thank you, Ray.
Both of you.
I don't mind having a debate with this gentleman.
We can take it out. We can take it outside.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to have a more conversation about it.
So Ray Addington says settle down, and he now leaves. So Ray has left, and now Calkins is alone on the dais.
All right, well, we will pause since I'm the last one left. I guess we will pause the meeting. We don't know. I don't know what's going on out there. I guess something's going on. But anyway.
Anyway. So he's all alone. Ranting up there on the dais without any quorum. Even you've got Sam Parker is off dealing with the deputies and somebody who stole his signs. That's its own funny story. You got Colton Wright, Kerry Smith, and Ray Addington are like, we're just not doing this anymore. So they take a break. He finally said, I guess I'll stop talking. We'll take a break. So after the break, Sam Parker and everybody's back in there. Okay, Sam's the chairman.
Yeah, I was just going on earlier how there was a gentleman.
Oh, no.
That came up to the mic.
I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to put up with this. Let's get the meeting going.
James wants to keep talking about it. Kerry Smith says no.
I think our First Amendment is very important.
Oh, no. So he's going back to it again after the break.
There was a gentleman that came up and spoke up and talked about, I'm responding to him. So we're going to go.
You can hear the audience yelling for order.
To county business, but I wasn't finished responding to that gentleman. And
so Kerry and Colton get up and leave again.
And we'll,
and Sam just says, I don't think we're going to keep doing this anymore.
We'll go back to the general meeting, but there's some folks that just don't like to hear about the First Amendment. They don't like to hear conservative values. They're against Trump, and they don't like to hear it when we respond back. And that's wrong.
Yeah,
so,
the real sin is not that they want to suppress speech. The real sin is they're against Trump.
We all have our First Amendment rights. And I just wanted to respond and finish that other gentleman.
Stop abridging me.
And
this is the audience yelling at him.
We'll go.
We'll continue.
We're going to take a 5-minute recess.
Okay.
Two breaks. They had to pause the meeting for two breaks because James Calkins wouldn't shut his pie hole. Which, I've seen this drama llama nonsense so many times with him that I think the other commissioner's like, we're just not even going to sit here for this anymore. This is so ridiculous. Pull yourself together, man. Run a meeting. So, yeah, I just, you know, just a little ordinary fun at the county commission meeting where, you know, not everybody's fully aware of what's going on.
All right, well, we will pause since I'm the last one left.
625 on News Radio Pensacola. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. We're seeing a little bit of delay on Highway 90 as you approach that construction southwestbound. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's. Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
If you're a firearm enthusiast and you're looking to add performance to your firearm, you need to check out Jim's Firearms. Whether it's for competition, hunting, or home defense, Jim's Firearms has got you covered. Customize your firearm with lights, lasers, optics, sights, grips, or suppressors. Make it uniquely yours. Visit Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento near the back gate of NAS, or find them online at jimsfirearms.net. Jim's Firearms, your one-stop shop for all your firearm needs and your source for specialty firearms.
Some candidates talk about change. While they talk, Commissioner Jeff Burgosh delivers. Real change that matters to citizens. New parks, roads, and sidewalks. More beach access. A new library and fire station. Record revenues, record property values, and higher pay for first responders. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh fights hard for the people of Escambia County and will never raise your property tax rates. Jeff has proven to be a conservative, tested, and trusted Republican leader. And he's being endorsed in this race by some of the most respected Republican in our county, including Sheriff Chip Simmons, State Representative Michelle Salzman, and Congressman Matt Gaetz. As your county commissioner, Jeff has worked tirelessly on behalf of the people of District 1 and Escambia County. On August 20th, re-elect the neighbor you know and the name you trust. Re-elect Jeff Burgosh. Read all of Jeff's endorsements, testimonials, and his strategic plan for District 1 at jeffburgosh.com. Keep leadership that delivers.
Paid for by Jeff Burgosh, Republican for Escambia County Commission.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All we are is dust in the wind, dude.
Good morning, 628 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. Somebody asked me, when do we get to vote on this position? Is he up for re-election? August 20th, baby. You got less than a month left before the primaries, so that's when it happens. August 20th, or vote by mail, or, you know, early voting. I just realized I'm going to have to do early voting for the first time in my life because I'm going to be at the DNC in Chicago that week. So I can't, this grinds me. I cannot vote in person for like the first time in my entire life. Oh, no, that's not true. When we lived in Oregon, it was all vote by mail. So that was, there was no option to go vote at the polls. They don't even do poll. They just, it's all vote by mail. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, older Americans have housing costs, food, and energy on their minds as they make their ballot picks for November. A survey from retirementliving.com said that seniors' first priority, regardless of party affiliation, is currently high housing costs. About 1 in 5 named that as their biggest worry. NBA legend LeBron James will be the Team USA flag bearer at the opening ceremony of the Summer Olympics on Friday in Paris. He was nominated for that role by fellow NBA great Steph Curry. James will be the first men's basketball player to carry the flag. It's his 4th Olympics. He says it's an incredible honor. And the Wienermobile involved in a crash in Illinois. The hot dog lost control on a highway yesterday morning, apparently rolled over into the side of a Hyundai. Nobody was injured, though.
It couldn't, like, crash into a, you know, chili truck or something where we'd get a, you know, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup kind of outcome where they made the both of them better in the end? Nothing like that?
Well, not this time.
Not this time. Okay.
Not this time. Well, maybe
boy,
next time.
A boy can hope. Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Kamala Harris already raising more than $100 million since being endorsed by President Biden Sunday, meeting with campaign staff in Wilmington, Delaware, joined by the president on the phone.
It's my great honor to have Joe's endorsement in this race.
You sure do.
And it is my intention to go out and earn this nomination and to win.
She campaigns in Milwaukee today. There are more calls for Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle to resign after her testimony in the House about the assassination attempt on former President Trump. He tells Fox nobody at the rally told him there was a problem.
They could have said, let's wait for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 5 minutes, something. Nobody said, I think that was a mistake.
America's...
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got cloudy skies. It is 78 degrees in Pensacola. A woman's been found guilty of the DUI crash that killed her 8-year-old child and injured 2 of her other children back in March of 2021. FHP says 43-year-old Connie Brown Menzies was involved in a head-on crash in Baker. Troopers said she'd been driving aggressively for several miles and had a bottle of vodka in the vehicle. There were 4 children in that vehicle at the time. At least 2 of them were not properly restrained. The 8-year-old child died in the crash. A 7 and 5-year-old were seriously hurt. The woman had 2 prior DUI convictions. Brown Menzies is now set to be sentenced in September. And because of it being a 3rd DUI, she could face a life sentence. She remains in the Okaloosa County Jail without bond, pending a hearing. Santa Rosa County leaders formally turning down the request for a straw poll during November's general election, which would have asked residents whether they support incorporating Navarre.
You said you spent all this time on it, but yet you didn't even meet with a representative that represents half of Navarre. So that is not right. And also, the proposed ballot language is misleading and wrong.
And that from Commissioner James Calkins, who, along with Colton Wright, Ray Eddington, and Sam Parker, voiced opposition to the idea. While Calkins' criticism was aimed towards the Preserve Navarre group, Wright again told Representative Joel Rudman that he could file a bill in Tallahassee if he wanted to. Rick Scott says the head of the Secret Service needs to step down. He released a statement yesterday calling on Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle to resign as soon as today. He said it's unacceptable that we still don't have answers on the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. Scott writes that the American people deserve answers and the leadership at the Secret Service clearly failed. It seems that Vice President Kamala Harris now is the clear front runner for the Democrat nomination for president, her campaign taking in over $81 million yesterday, and now she has enough delegates to officially secure that nomination. A Florida political scientist says time is of the essence for her campaign.
They need to move quickly to have the best chance to beat Donald Trump, and they need to try to match some of the unity and enthusiasm that they saw at the Republican convention for Trump. And the best way to do that is to quickly move behind one candidate.
And that is University of Central Florida political scientist Dr. Aubrey Jewett, who says that Harris may have a better chance of beating Trump than Biden would have, although he said it still appears that Trump could be the favorite in November. Looks like scuba diving is becoming more popular with women. Emerald Coast Scuba in Okaloosa County held a special dive event last weekend for International Women's Dive Day. They say more than 20 women showed up for that event that was held in Destin. Nicole Schmidt, a 50-year diver, says she's been noticing more women getting involved in the sport. 6:35 now at News Radio Pensacola. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. We are seeing some delays. If you're at 9th in Creighton, seeing some delays at the intersection there. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We will have scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today with a 70% chance of rain. Highs reaching 89 degrees in the afternoon. Overnight temperatures dropping near 76. For Wednesday, 80% chance of rain. High near 88. Wednesday night temperatures dropping near 76 degrees. High rain chances continue into Thursday with an 80% chance of rain. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And we've got 78 degrees this morning in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, 76 in Milton. And now a look at our market report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Delta Airlines canceled more than 4,600 flights from Friday through Sunday, more than any other carrier, since an IT outage has resulted in global disruptions. The Atlanta-based airline also canceled another 900 flights, or 23% of its mainline operations, yesterday alone. The disruptions have persisted at Delta, while most other carriers have recovered. EQT Corporation has sealed the deal with its former subsidiary, Equitrans Midstream Corporation, closing on the $5.45 billion acquisition yesterday. EQT, the nation's largest natural gas producer, announced its intention to reunite with Equitrans in March. The company said it wanted to control not just the means to produce the gas, but also the avenues to get it to market. EQT said it has considered selling the Mountain Valley Pipeline and other assets after the merger. Futures are mixed. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 127 and the S&P 500 up 59. That's Your Money Now.
And it's 6:36, your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
Just in time for the summer season, Peatmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-sized Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Peatmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peatmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through DCI. See dealer for details.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? That's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. That's the sound of over $20 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that? That's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org.
2018, Congressman Matt Gaetz flies off to the Bahamas on a private trip to meet a marijuana investor and at least five young female escorts, among them the teenage girl. The investor made millions thanks to Gaetz's marijuana bill. But that's how you do business with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Joining us here in studio, we have Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you doing?
Okay, a couple of questions, well, a couple of incidents, unfortunately. I think the one that caught, for me anyway, the most attention was this three people in a car trying to buy marijuana from a dude or some kind of drug from a dude.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
I feel a hot wind on my shoulder and the touch on the world that is older. I turn the switch and check the number. I leave it on when in bed I slumber. I hear the rhythm.
Good morning, 640 here on News Radio Pensacola. Not Mexican radio, by the way. I mean, I don't have a problem with being it. I just have never done it. I never broadcasted from there, or would I? Would I broadcast? Sure, why not? 4-3 sets never been an opportunity I've had to consider. Apparently I go to Milwaukee and Chicago, so why not Mexico? You know, why not? 437-1620, 437-1620. Weird story comes up yesterday. Escambia Citizens Watch, which is a Facebook page here locally that if you're into politics, you'll love this page. I'll just put it that way. It's the local kind of gathering place of people who are concerned about Escambia politics and issues and, you know, getting into the details of all the various questions that come up in terms of Escambia politics and PNJ articles and WEAR stories and stuff that we talk about and just all the news that relates to Escambia County. That's where people hang out and talk about it and argue about it and bicker about it. And, you know, it's an entertaining place, but for me, when I first came here, it was one of the best resources for somebody like me to learn local issues and to understand local politics. And so, I mean, like 10,000 people follow. It's a very, very useful Facebook page. Jeff Bergosh hates it. hates it because most of the people on there are very critical of him. And so yesterday a post shows up there that when I first saw it, I actually thought, is this real? And it was screenshots of Facebook, like just comments back and forth with Commissioner Bergosh and other people. And at first I thought, well, this is real, you know, because I don't want to report on it if it's not real. And then I went to his actual Facebook page for Jeff Bergosh for Commissioner District 1, and there it was, all there. So I'm just going to read it to you. That's all. I'm just going to read it to you, okay? So it's under the article about the SS United States, you know, the ship that suddenly we have this miracle opportunity to spend $10 million to bring a ship to make a new reef off Pensacola Beach, okay? And I just want to read to you the comments below that article. First of all, from somebody named Pam. Jeff, do you really think responding to people in this manner is a good look for a sitting commissioner to have? I can only hope that some others will come on this site to see how you treat people of Escambia County. Now, that's after other stuff, but the way Facebook loads comments is kind of weird, okay? And I don't want to, you know, get out of the order. Somebody named Ian says, another waste of taxpayer money, the $10 million. Somebody else named William says, this is a joke, right? And Jeff Bergosh, Escambia County Commissioner District 1, responds, no, as in, it's not a joke. William follows up, wow, another waste of money. Great job. Who told you this was a great idea? Somebody named Crispy Bacon, I'm assuming that's a fake account, Crispy Bacon, that's somebody using a pseudonym, okay, says, no one told him it came internally from his pea-sized brain. Facebook is always delightful for the kindness. Jeff Bergosh responds, Crispy Bacon, I know you are a sock puppet. By the way, I'm going to say some things in here that, you know, are not like the best things in the whole wide world for you maybe to hear with kids. So I hate that to have to be the case, but, you know, it is, unfortunately. So as I read them, just, nothing too terribly horrible, but, you know, at the same time, not exactly always the most savory comments. And that's kind of why I wanted to share it with you, because it was just, you know, it was fascinating. All right, so let's see, where was I? Oh, I, you know what? I got all out of order on the comments here because, hold on just a second. I want to give them to you all in order as I said that I would, and I clicked something that I should not have clicked. Let's see. Oh, that's, the way Facebook does this is terrible. Okay, I have to go back a little bit. Sorry, it's out of order. Leanne writes, this is not how an elected official responds to people at all. Wow. So, again, this is after. I'm astounded at his comments, Katie says. Leanne, me too, along with pretty disgusted. This is just not how it works. Katie, yep, I agree. Leanne, if you cannot handle being criticized or heckled by people who oppose you, you do not need to be in politics. Mercy. Katie, absolutely not. Or absolutely. It is one thing to respond and defend yourself. It's another thing to belittle and call names. Leanne, like fifth grade playground names. Yep, okay. Crystal says, whoa, Jeff, your reaction, sir, is appalling. I'm embarrassed for your constituents. You're like, what did he actually say? Okay, all right. Somebody else says, hey, Jeffy Poo, you still there? I hope I didn't upset you. I just wanted to check on you. Somebody else says, great news. This is an investment in Escambia County using tourism dollars to reduce the cost of living for all Escambia residents, keeping our taxes low. What other capital projects have returned $3 million a year? With no maintenance cost to the county, not to mention the amazing press and marketing the Pensacola and Perdido Key area will get from reefing this ship. It's a win-win. Yes, it costs a lot. We still see the return in 3 years, and it will last 40 to 100 years. Guy named Brady. And then there's the whole thread with William. This is a joke, right? Jeff, no. William. Again, I'm clicking to kind of open up the tabs. Wow, another waste of money. Great job. Who told you this is a great idea? Crispy Bacon. No one told him. It came internally from his pea-sized brain. Here you go. Ready? Jeff's response. Jeff Bergosh, commissioner, sitting county commissioner. Crispy Bacon, I know you are a sock bucket. I keep saying this right. Sock puppet tool boy troll. But setting that aside, read this and try to comprehend what it means. You and William Tug Gainey are entitled to your opinions, but I will tell you the no mentality is the minority in this topic because if we can utilize the appropriate grant funding and our TDT funds to get this ship in our waters, it will be a huge economic development coup for the dive community locally. The most recent study clearly demonstrates the artificial reefs program locally supports thousands of jobs and generates millions in spending. And then there's a link. So does infrastructure, you twit. Okay. Then Jeff says back to Carl, go polish brass knobs and pull hose, Tulio.
Oh, speechless.
I think the guy's a fireman. I think that's a kind of a reference here. So this is County Commissioner Jeff Bergosh talking to a guy named Carl. Go polish brass knobs and pull hose, Tulio. Carl, making fun of firefighters? That's all you have time? That's all you have, name-calling rhino? I'm going to come look for you outdoors and confront you on your record. You are truly a pathetic little puppet. Better go ask Papa Bear how to respond. Go seethe, little man. Jeff writes again to Carl, who I think is a fireman. Go yank your hose and polish knobs. And then follows up with, loser. And finally, be careful about threatening me. That was a threat. You want to confront me? Be careful with that. I will discuss any issue with you anytime in a civil manner, if you're capable. If you touch me, it ends very, very badly for you. Remember that. If you have the stones, you can pick up the phone anytime and call me. I'm easy to reach. Gives his phone number. We can discuss anything you'd like. You won't, though, because all you do is lob insults, ad hominems, and play all day long with yourself on the keyboard. Keyboard commando. That's Commissioner Bergosh. Carl. Oh, I'm... need to go to traffic. John's got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Discover. Discover wants everyone to feel special. That's why they double all the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with cash back match. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Just seeing we've got some debris on the roadway. I-10 southbound, right? The Fairfield exit. They have some debris on the road, so just be caution there. Highway 90, if you're rolling into Pensacola from Pace, you're going to see some slowdowns in that construction zone and definitely watch your speed there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, back to the comment thread at the Jeff Bergosh County Commission District 1 official page. Carl, LMBO, laughing my butt off. Who threatened you unless you're afraid to be confronted on your decisions? It's cost taxpayers millions of dollars. Last time I checked, calling someone out on lies is not a threat. Better call your daddy and ask him what to do next. Crispy Bacon. Again, I'm sure that's just a pseudonym. Jeffrey's in a bad mood today because his liberal idol Joe Biden dropped out today. People are mean on Facebook. Carl, loser? LOL, remind me how much you've lost in taxpayer revenues due to lawsuits. Mallory. It's been shared like wildfire. I'm sure you've seen it by now. I think they're talking about the article in general, not this thread. Carrie, this is how you really talk to the citizens of this county? I know absolutely nothing about you, but there's absolutely no chance I would vote for you based solely off the way you just responded to those above. Carl, unfortunately, this idiot was dropped on his head by his daddy. Again, all these just silly, mean comments. Ian, another waste of taxpayer money, back on the main comment thread. Shark bait, woo ha ha. I don't know. Ha ha ha. Crispy bacon, who cares? Why did you vote to shut down the beaches during COVID? You're I don't know what the emoji is. Michelle. This is Michelle writing to Jeff Bergage. Did you get your account hacked, friend? I understand being upset, but the way you're speaking is a terrible example, not something I would expect out of an elected official. Is there a way you can communicate your feelings more constructively? Be the change you want to see in the world. Just because someone is mean to you doesn't mean you have to automatically roll over and take it, but I think you can probably speak much more maturely than what you've chosen here and still make your point. Your words say more about you than they do about the other person. And then a little bit of follow-up here. William writes, no, this is pretty much how he always acts when people have a different opinion or challenge him. And somebody says, the same person, I still hope he responds. And that's the end of the thread. Now, somebody asked me yesterday, because I got this from several different people. They said, did you see this? I'm like, I mean, I have now. And they said, did his account get hacked? I'm like, no, that's how he talks and texts and on his blog all the time. That's just the tone. That's normal. He's like, really? I'm like, really? I don't know whether I should share this or not. I've kind of debated back and forth on whether to share this, but I guess I will, because it's just sort of, you say, well, and listen, how somebody behaves and if they use filthy, disgusting, weird, creepy things that they say, you know, and have an off sense of humor, way off sense of humor. I mean, does that disqualify somebody from being a county commissioner? I don't know. You'd be the judge. Okay. But this is very par for the course. In fact, it's kind of light. It's on the light end. There was a time when Jeff was, what's the word I want? Well, he was running what I would describe as a fan fiction page about me. Kind of a, you know, I don't know, spurned lover, disgruntled county commissioner. And he would talk about me all the time. And I actually stopped reading his blog because it made it hard for me to be fair to him. And it's really important for me to be able to be fair to people. And it was just so ridiculous and so filled with misinformation and personal attacks about me and personal, and then just lies. And I just decided, you know what? His blog used to be a really good source of information, and then it stopped. It stopped being that. Now it's like this big mixture of some very useful and some very. So I just don't read it unless people tell me, hey, you got to go read something there. Okay, fine. But there was a whole comment thread about me, and this had to do with Doug Underhill. And at one point, he's making a comment about basically that there's, I'm just going to read it to you, okay? Jeff Bergage, writing in response to somebody else on his own blog, actually, it's a two-pipe system. This is really sick, okay? But I'm just, so you understand that these comments are not like out of character. This is probably not, this is unsavory, okay? So stay if you want to stay. Actually, it's a two-pipe system. One end is connected to their idol's rear end. That's Underhill. And then it branches off into two pipes. One goes directly up McKay's nose, and he breathes deep. And the other goes up the collective noses of about 8 to 10 over on the Hatbook watch site. LOL, that's the Scammy Citizens Watch. And they all pray their idol eats broccoli and deviled eggs beforehand. So the two-pipe fart pipe system that we're all smelling out of, I mean, like, I thought it's just so obscene and juvenile, and boy, it does paint a picture. But county commissioner writing about another county commissioner and, you know, member of the media and a Facebook page. And so you wonder, is this way of telling people to polish their knobs and pull their hoses and go play with yourself while you're on your keyboard, is that like out of character for him? No, it's completely in tone. It's on brand. So, you know, that's why, like, I don't know, all these text messages that are out there, you know, does any of, is again, people are who they are, and they do what they do, and they say what they say, and I don't know. I saw this yesterday, and I seriously had so many people ask me about this thing, and like, you know, is this even real? Is it fake? That I had to go to his Facebook page to make sure it was authentic, and it is. But that's what I thought. I was like, I mean, this is the same tone that I hear in all kinds of other things, so not surprising. 6:55 here on News Radio Pensacola. John has got traffic on the fives. John?
I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly right now. We are seeing some delays. If you're coming from East Milton to downtown Milton, you're going to expect some delays there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're thinking about getting that next vehicle, trying to decide if it's time or what one to buy, go to Frontier Motors. They've got a tremendous selection of good quality, almost new cars. 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years old with low miles, great condition. And to me, the value is not just the prices, which are good, and the quality, which is good, and that they stand behind it all. I mean, just it's sort of all the things. You know, Frontier has all the things. But it's a selection because then you can try a bunch of different cars all in one place. You don't have to go drive around town and try to remember what was this one, what was this one, and go back to the first one. You can sit in them, fiddle with the knobs, drive several if you want to drive several. I recommend you drive several. Don't get married to a car real quick on the first date. But that's the value of having that, like I say, kind of a buffet of good quality cars. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Wave Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to wavemenshealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. Wavemenshealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. At Costello's, they have all your summertime barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, brisket, pork butts, and so much more. And at Costello's, you will find all the best boar's head sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready for charcuterie boards to chicken salad, and of course the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. Fine wine and cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Marcus Point Baptist Church is excited to present the 2024 Sportsman's Night Out. Join us as we hear from Rick Burgess of the Rick and Bubba Show and Hall of Fame fishing legend Hank Parker. It all happens at the Pensacola Bay Center on August 8th at 6:30 p.m. You could win amazing prizes like a new camper from Carpenter's Campers, a Kubota side-by-side from Coastal Machinery Company, and even more from sponsors like Builders First Source and Florida Air Conditioning and Heating. Tickets are only $10 and on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Get yours before they're gone.
News Radio Pensacola is the best place to reach informative, local, and dependable listeners. But did you know you can reach sports fanatics on one of our family of radio stations, ESPN Pensacola? It's our area's top place to reach sports fans.
Hi, this is Jim Grimes with Southern Media. The team at ESPN Pensacola has been fantastic to work with, offering us effective advertising solutions that resonate with the local sports community. We highly recommend them.
To have your business reach sports fans today, call 850-262-6000.
When America needed a hero, we turned to conservative Aaron Dimmock. A decorated combat pilot, Dimmock led missions against cartels in the Gulf. He'll take that fight to Biden's open border chaos. He's pro-life, pro-gun, and pro-Trump. Because Aaron Dimmock's a conservative fighter we can be proud of. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Very nice. Wawa wooa.
Oh, we're just completely out of time. Somebody asked me, what was the Facebook page I was talking about? Escambia Citizens Watch. Escambia Citizens Watch. Very, very useful discussion forum. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines, and or at least one. David?
Well, there's a new study that shows artificial intelligence has identified cancer with more accuracy than doctors. The research was done by UCLA. It showed AI identified cancer with 84% accuracy, doctors only 67.
Wow, that's actually pretty amazing.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 923. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.